Welcome to your five for the day. It's coming up to that time of year when it's quite commonplace to see an old man with a long white beard. A woman came out of her house one day and saw three old men with long white beards sitting in her garden. She did not recognize them. She said, "I don't think I know you, but you must be hungry. Please come in and have something to eat." "Is the man of the house home?" they asked. "No," she said, "he's out." "Then we cannot come in," they replied. In the evening, when her husband came home, she told him what had happened. "Go tell them I'm home and invite them in," he said. The woman went out and invited the men in. "We do not go into a house together," they replied. "Why is that?" she wanted to know. One of the old men explained. "His name is Wealth," he said, pointing to one of his friends. And he said, pointing to another one, "He is Success, and I am Love." Then he added, "Now go in and discuss with your husband which one of us you want in your home." The woman went in and told her husband what was said. Her husband was overjoyed. "How nice," he said, "since that is the case, let us invite Wealth. Let him come and fill our home with wealth." His wife disagreed. "My dear, why don't we invite Success?" Their daughter-in-law was listening from the other corner of the house. She jumped in with her own suggestion. "Would it not be better to invite Love? Our home would then be filled with love." "Let us heed our daughter-in-law's advice," said the husband to his wife. "Go out and invite Love to be our guest." The woman went out and asked the three old gentlemen, "Which one of you is Love? Please come in and be our guest." Love got up and started walking toward the house. The other two also got up and followed him. Surprised, the lady asked Wealth and Success, "I only invited Love. Why are you coming in?" The old men replied together, "If you had invited Wealth or Success, the other two of us would have stayed out. But since you invited Love, wherever he goes, we go with him. Wherever there is love, there is also wealth and success." Love, after all, is an action. No one showed the depths of true love more than our Lord Jesus Christ. He set the example for us to show love to each other and to the world by what he did. When Jesus was here on earth, there were no hospitals, clinics, or doctor's offices. The threat of incurable illnesses due to infections, fevers, or food poisoning plagued both rich and poor. Jesus, the great physician, felt amazing love for those who were rendered helpless by disease, whereas many of the religious leaders of the day considered the physically disabled as cursed by God. Jesus is still healing today and shows his compassion to all those who are not only sick physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after he was in the grave for 3 days. His love for Lazarus and his sisters was evident in his tears. Jesus is still raising the dead by giving new life to every person who puts their trust in him. His love awakens our deadness, our futility, and our ignorance. We come alive immediately in awareness of his love for all eternity. As Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed 5,000 people, he is still feeding the world in love through the teachings of the Word of God, which can penetrate our hearts to fill our souls with his love. The love of God expands time and eternity because of the one sacrifice of Jesus. We may never fully understand how much God loves us through Jesus Christ, but we can receive his love forever. We can understand our unworthiness, and we can receive the grace that he gives to those who believe. That in itself brings with it spiritual wealth and success. Jesus shows his love to you every day. Do you see it?